the poisonous orange soda. Now, you got to realize there are two variations on this story. And so I'm going to present both of them here in the same segment. Now, here's version one. After Grandpa, Joel, and Lou finally finished a long trek across King's Mountain back to civilization and Grandma, it was decided that the first order of business was to get some refreshments, since everybody was in somewhat of a dehydrated condition after the extended hike in the hot summer sun. The Grandma soon sighted a service station, and Grandpa pulled in and purchased four large orange sodas for everybody to quench the thirst with. As he was handing everyone their drink, Grandma observed that one of the sodas had a bit of a redder color to it than the other three. Ever alert to the dangers of poisoning, she exclaimed, "Don't drink them! They're poison!" Grandpa, still sweating from his long hike to find Joel and Lou, countered with a direct order to Joel and Lou to drink them! Drink them right now! Grandma was not about to yield in a case of potential poisoning. She insisted once again that nobody drink a drop of the poisoned orange soda. Grandpa once again countered with an order to drink them immediately, but Grandma was not about to back down. The argument went back and forth for a short while until Grandpa, now thoroughly fed up and very thirsty, snatched all four bottles of orange soda and, turning them straight up, guzzled all four in succession, hardly taking a breath in between them. Upon finishing all four bottles in record time, he exclaimed, "See? Nothing the matter with them." Grandpa then demanded that everybody get back in the car and continue on. Grandma, Joel, and Lou would just have to wait until later to quench their thirst. And here is the second version of the poisonous orange soda. After Grandpa, Joel, and Lou had finally finished the long trek across King's Mountain back to civilization and Grandma, it was decided that the first order of business was to get some refreshments, since everybody was in somewhat of a dehydrated condition after the extended hike in the hot summer sun. Grandma soon sighted a service station. Grandpa pulled in and purchased four large orange sodas for everyone to quench the thirst with. As he was handing everyone their drink, everyone noticed that one of the sodas had a sickening brown color with some sort of material floating around in it. Ever alert to the dangers of poisoning, Grandma exclaimed, "Don't drink them. They may all be poisonous." Grandpa, still sweating from his long hike to find Joel and Lou, countered with a direct order to Joel and Lou to drink them. Drink them right now. Grandma was not about to yield in a case of potential poisoning. She insisted once again that nobody drink a drop of any of the sodas, since the whole batch might be poisonous. Grandpa once again countered with an order to drink them immediately, but Grandma was not about to back down. The argument went back and forth for a while until Grandpa, now thoroughly fed up, very thirsty, grabbed the foul and tainted bottle and, turning it straight up, guzzled it in record time. He then triumphantly exclaimed, "See? Nothing the matter with it." Grandpa then demanded that everyone get back in the car and continue on.